sleep attacks. The act of having a panic attack in your sleep. It is most common in people who already suffer from anxiety to begin with. It, like all anxiety, is a buildup of stress in your body. I get that. I completely understand that. What I don't understand are these weird comparisons I'm seeing in my sleep attacks. It's a pattern. Let me tell you about the first time I had a sleep attack. I was about 17 at the time, and had only been suffering from anxiety for about a year at that point. I thought it was completely under control, but that's what happens, I guess. And I went to sleep like any other night and don't remember dreaming. In fact, I was only in bed for about an hour. Next thing I know, there's this rush of fear in my body, like a lightning bolt hit it. It's like I was scared of a million different things at once. My eyes were still closed. It was almost like I was remembering fear. And then a flash, and I wake up in my father's room, screaming, crying, as he's trying to calm me down. He kept saying, "Mitch, Mitch, you're fine. You're okay. You're okay." And I kept telling him, "No, no, no, we need to get out of here. We have to get out of here." And he asked where, why, and I just kept saying, "We need to go outside. We need to get out of this house. We need to go outside." And he eventually calms me down, and I wake up fully, and other than a rapid heartbeat, I'm fine. And I apologize, and I go back to sleep. I'd had them a few times after that, and they were just about the same old stuff. Maybe not as dramatic. And then one night, I was spending the night at my friend Jordan's house, and everything was normal. Everything was fine. I was still 17 at the time. And we go to sleep, and I wake up with that rush of fear again, and I remember limping down his hall, down this big hall he has in his house, and I was running and limping, and I didn't know why. I was just limping and limping, and so I noticed that my entire leg was just completely numb, and I'm running, trying to run, before I eventually reach his room again, and I wake up completely. I can see again, and I still can't control. It's not so much I can't control it, it's just I don't remember it. I don't remember doing it. I remember it happening. And I remember pointing at his closet, repeatedly, and pointing at it and trying to get to it, but I couldn't because his room just felt like an obstacle to me. Just one big obstacle course. And he calms me down. And I sit there. I pace around a little. I catch my breath. I apologize. And I go back to sleep. After that, I was in my room. Asleep. And just like always, I wake up with that bolt of fear, with all those thoughts, with that vague memory. And with a completely numb arm, I walk to my window and I kept looking outside of it. That's how I woke up, trying to catch my breath, freaking out, alone, looking out my window. I had almost tore my blinds off of, I had almost tore the blinds off of the window trying to look through it, before I'd woken up, and I fixed them, and just like always, went back to sleep. It wasn't after I started having panic attacks for a few months that I realized this pattern. And the pattern is as following. I wake up in a half-conscious state when I realize one of my limbs, it could be a leg, it could be an arm, is completely numb. This makes me jump up and pace around frantically. I try and run. Sometimes I fall. I'm out of breath. All I know is that something inside of me is telling me, you fucked up. You really, really fucked up. And now you're gonna pay for it. Something inside of you saying, you're never gonna breathe again. Anyway, the last part is sunlight. Sunlight played a role in every single one of these attacks in some way. When I was in my dad's room, I said we needed to go outside because that's where I expected the sun to be. When I was at Jordan's house, I was pacing around his entire house and every light was off except for the one in his closet, and that's where I thought the sun was. When I was in my room all by myself, I kept looking out the window because that's where I expected the sun would be, and when it wasn't there, I was completely frantic. I was freaking out. It felt like my lungs were collapsing, and the rays of the sun were the only things I knew of that could expand them again. And since then, I've been driving myself crazy thinking about it. Thinking about, you know, I try to put it together. It doesn't, patterns to me, they don't just, I mean, specific patterns too, like specific numb, sunlight, something is there. I don't know what it is. The most fucked up part is, though, I don't really hate sleep attacks. I don't. They're my favorite kind of anxiety. Because I wake up, and it's happening, it's happening, it's this rush, it's just this rush of feeling and emotion, almost like someone is telling you all these things you can't understand, right in your ear, and you try to grab onto what you can remember. And it's harmless. That's the crazy thing about anxiety, is that you're so scared of nothing.